Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the broadcast. I hope you all had a very, very nice New Year's Day and New Year's Eve. And on today's show, I guess we're going to be looking a little bit into what 2024 will hold for us. And I'm not that optimistic. Now, at the end of 2024, as probably most of you are, I am certainly hoping for a new administration. I'm certainly hoping that we get a new commander-in-chief to take over, even though that will be after the first, obviously. But nonetheless, we'll know what direction this country is heading in the next 8 to 12 months, right? And folks, I have to tell you, we got a lot to talk about on today's show, from the Jeffrey Epstein drop to CNN and their phony town hall, which is coming up, to a lot of other things. But I want to start with this because I think this is one of the most important things. We have to understand that when we tune in to corporate media, the word corporate is starting to become an ugly word, by the way, but when we tune into corporate media, we're going to be told what they want us to know, and nothing else. And at some point in our lives, we're going to have to realize that in order to get actual news, in order to get the truth, in order to get to the bottom of certain matters, we're going to have to use independent media. We're just going to have to. Now, one of the examples is that I'm still hearing from the Biden administration, yes, we do have 3% inflation, but there was no depression, and the economy is starting to roar back. And what's that based on? Did anyone ever ask the question, why? What are you basing that on, that the economy is starting to roar back, that more people went Christmas shopping than they were shopping before Christmas? Well, that's no surprise. People are going to buy Christmas presents, even if they have to reduce the amount they spend. People are still going to buy them. So, yes, of course, you're going to get a temporary boom in sales, in retail sales. That doesn't mean anything. Everybody put it on their credit card. They're now bankrupt. Now, the job numbers are great, yes, because everybody has a second or possibly a third job. They're hiding the real information from you. They're saying 3% inflation, 3%. Folks, have you been to the grocery store? Yesterday, I went to a local grocery store, and I bought a bottle of soda that I normally buy for $1.50. Tops. Sometimes they're on sale for 99 cents, but $1.50 tops. $2.99. $2.99. That's double, folks. That's double. That's 100% increase. That is double. Have you been to a fast food restaurant lately, where now your value meals have went from $7.99 and $8.99 to $14 and $16? That's double, folks. That's not 3%. That's double. Have you been to the meat department of your local grocery store, where hamburger is $4.50 a pound, when it used to be $2 a pound? That's more than double. Have you put gas in your car? I remember when gas was $2 a gallon under Donald Trump. It's $3.50 here on average. Percent, folks. Did you get your heating bill? Did you get your electric bill? Have you been trying to look for an apartment to rent and finding out that a one-bedroom in a shoddy neighborhood with nothing furnished is over $1,000, $1,200, $1,500? Have you took a look at your tax bill, your land tax bill, your school tax bill? School tax bill has went up I don't know how much when school wasn't even in session. Three percent is a lie. You can fudge the numbers any way you want. For the goods and services that's important to the American people, which is grocery, fuel, goods and services, they've doubled in most cases. Sometimes more than doubled. And it's unacceptable. The fact that Americans pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and said, okay, well, I used to be making a comfortable living with one job, but I see I can't now, so my duty to support my family is to go out and get a second one, and you're going to tout that as success? Is that success? Isn't this the same political party that said, you should be able to spend more of your free time at home. You shouldn't have to work so many hours. You shouldn't have to do these things. 20 hours a week, 30 hours a week should be sufficient so you can have more time to enjoy life. You're not allowing anybody to enjoy life. They're working their life away just to put groceries in the cabinet and gas in their car. And then the ultimate is that you're lying about it. Rather than to say our plan did not work, too many things that people rely on daily has went up to the point where they can't afford them, and we're seeing people having to get second jobs. They flip it around to, look at the jobs numbers. That's sick. That's absolutely sick. That would be the equivalent of closing down a highway for a year, and then the minute you open it up, say traffic is tripled, quadrupled. Well, no kidding. It's just unbelievable that anybody believes this. So if you're one of those people who said, well, I was only making $12 an hour, now I'm making $15, you're way worse off. You go to the grocery store, all of that's eaten up. You may as well have kept your $12. You pay your light bill. You pay your heating bill. It's gone. They can pay you $1,000 an hour. And if gas is $500 a gallon, you're not better off, my friends. It's not how much you make. It's how much things cost that you need to buy every single day. So they've lied to you. And they'll continue to lie to you because they need you to believe the lie that the economy is soaring. The economy is not soaring. The American people rose to the occasion. In other words, the American people didn't say, well, we're just not buying anything. My kids are going to have to starve. My kids are going to have to wear hand-me-downs, and we're going to have to go begging to the churches for bread and food, and because I'm not working another hour. I'm in the middle of playing my video games, and I refuse to use any of my free time to help support my family. No, the American people did not do that. The American people said, okay, well, if I can't provide the lifestyle for my family that I used to with one job, then I'll get two. If that doesn't work, I'll get three. And I'll work every single moment of my waking breath so that my family does not have to suffer, because that's the American spirit. But that's not good. That's not the economy soaring. That's the American people rising to the occasion. And there's a, but you wouldn't know that if you listen to CNN or MSNBC, which saying the economy's so wonderful. Oh, Joe Biden has done such a wonderful job. You can see it roaring back. I don't see it roaring back. I see the desperately poor in worse shape than they've ever been. and the people who were just making it now not making it with one job, and the people who are making it with one job now saying, well, I probably have to get a second one. And then you have the uber rich who say, well, doesn't really matter, I'm uber rich. So I guess that goes to show you which party caters to the uber rich. We've always heard the Democrat Party is for the little guy. Since when? You're making the little guy work every single one of his waking hours, his or her waking hours, while the rich just sit back and say, who cares if gas is $7, $12, $14 a gallon? I got pocket loads of money. I don't give a damn. Bring on the prime rib. I don't give a damn if it's $50 a pound. Who cares? Because they don't care. They only care about themselves. Anyway, let me get on to the CNN situation because, folks, we're going to have a CNN town hall, and it's going to be just Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Nobody else, according to CNN, has the poll numbers to be on that stage. Well, let me tell you this. This is the same company who told you poll numbers lie. Joe Biden's not really losing. Joe Biden's winning. But his support is tremendous. I know the poll numbers say 30% approval rating, but you can forget that. Polls lie. Oh, but they don't lie in this case. Because what you've done, and again, I don't have anything against Mike DeSantis, or Ron DeSantis. I'm sorry, I don't have anything against Ron DeSantis, but the bottom line is this. He's considered an establishment Republican now. Simple as that. The left has made their choices, and they've said these are the two people we'll be able to deal with. We prefer Nikki Haley. Naturally, you prefer Nikki Haley because her tax plan is almost identical to Joe Biden, so you may as well vote for Joe Biden. She's a warmonger, so we all know about that, and she's corrupt up to her eyebrows. So, of course, the Democrats want her. But if Ron DeSantis gets in there, we'll deal with him. He's someone we can deal with. So they've made their choice. These are the only two people. They gave Vivek Ramaswamy his own town hall. And guess what he did? He blew up their narrative. It exploded in their face to the point where they ended the actual town hall early, saying he was touting conspiracy theories, horrible conspiracy theories that are dangerous to the people. What was the conspiracy theories he was touting, you ask? That January 6th was an inside job. Well, I want you to get real close to your speakers. Turn up the volume a little bit. January 6th was, in fact, an inside job. That is not a conspiracy theory. We have videotape evidence of it. We have Capitol Police officers escorting a guy in a Viking hat all over the Capitol, showing him how to get into the main room, unlocking the door for him. Not under duress. He wasn't holding them at gunpoint saying, you better show me where Nancy Pelosi sits or I'm going to blow you. No, no, no. They were shaking hands, posing for selfies, the whole nine yards, and they let him in. If I'm the manager of a department store that closes at 10 o'clock, and I go and let in a bunch of teenagers who then rob me blind, is it an inside job? I want you to answer that question. Is that an inside job? If I personally say, let me open the door for you. It's after hours and there's no cashiers. Let me open the door for you, and then I'm going to just take off and pretend that I don't know you're in here. That would be called an inside job. When the police find out what happened, they're going to say, did you open the door for them? Did you unlock it with a key and tell them to go in? Yes. Okay. Well, then you're responsible. You're a part of this theft. That's what the Capitol Police did. That's not in question. How come CNN is lying to you saying that's in question when we have videotape evidence of it? Because they don't want you to know. So while everyone was saying we were so afraid for our lives, oh my God, it was a tremendously horrible experience. We were all hiding under our desks, shivering in our boots. I will never forget the day. While grown men are crying, I remember the day, and here's Capitol Police walking around taking selfies with these people saying, oh, you want to get in this building here? You want to get in this room? Let me unlock the door for you, my friend. Let's bump fists. We have a videotape of a guy being arrested, taken to a part of the outside of the Capitol building, unhandcuffed, and then the cops fist bump him. Let me ask you a question. Is that what would happen when you get arrested? Is that what happens? Is the cops just say, you know what, we've decided not to arrest you. We've handcuffed you, and we've led you out of the building, and now we're going to just unlock these handcuffs, and then, hey, man, high fives all around. See you later. Does that happen? No, it doesn't happen. So when you got people on CNN feigning outrage, saying, oh, he said it was an inside job. It's so dangerous for him to say such a thing. It's dangerous for him to tell the truth. And that's what he did. And when you found out that he wasn't afraid to tell the truth, you cut the feed. You said, we've had enough of this guy. He's telling the truth. The American people can't know the truth. Now, I'm not saying any of the police officers participated in any of the vandalism or the whatever that happened, the violence that happened. But if you're going to sit here and tell me that those Capitol Police did not escort that guy room to room, you're lying because I've seen it with my own eyes. If you're going to tell me that Capitol Police did not unhandcuff a man and then fist bump him and laugh about it, you're lying because I've seen the videotape. If you're going to tell me that Ray Epps didn't tell people to go into that building and still wasn't arrested until outcries became so, so prevalent that they absolutely had to or admit it was an inside job, you're lying because I've seen the videotape. Yes, people got carried away on January 6th, but was it an inside job from the actual definition of inside job? You bet it was. When one of the head of the Capitol Police actually conducted an interview with Tucker Carlson and said, I told people, let's bring in more police. Let's bring in the National Guard. This is my personal opinion before anything happened. And we were told absolutely no. And when he asked them, well, I'm the head of Capitol Police, and I'm requesting this. Why are you turning this down? You know what his answer was? It would look bad if the National Guard were to stand in front of the Capitol. What did they do after it? For how many days? When the head of the Capitol Police tried to quell this before it happened, he was told, stand down. You're not stopping anything. We're ignoring your expert opinion and your advice. So let's say you're a security guard at a bank and you say, look, there's people hanging around this bank. They're casing the joint, and I think it's going to happen today. We need some extra security here. And you're told, not only are we not going to have extra security here, but we're going to leave the security alarms off. And we're going to leave the vault unlocked. Would you call that an inside job? So how come CNN wouldn't? Because they don't want you to know. There's so many skeletons in the closets of the Democrats in their attempt to try to stop Donald Trump from blowing up the political system in the United States of America and showing the American people the abscess, the absolute swamp that it's become, that they're absolutely incapable of covering it up anymore. So now they're just telling you, if you believe this, the government's going to look at you. If you believe this, we're going to censor you. If you believe this, we're not going to give you a platform if you're a politician. In other words, they're using threats. You better believe what we tell you. Oh, don't bring that up. Folks, you have to be blind not to see the following three things. January 6th was, in fact, an inside job. Did things get out of control? Yes. Probably things they didn't count on. But nonetheless, it was an inside job. Two, COVID absolutely came from the Wuhan lab and likely on purpose. And nor do the vaccines. Nor did the social distancing or shutting this country down. Shutting this country down was for one point and one point only, and that was so that they could say Donald Trump's magnificent economy that was soaring higher than it ever had been in the history of the United States ended in disaster. That's what they wanted for their political campaign. Oh, look at his economy. It crashed under Donald Trump. Look at the numbers. Yeah, because you closed everything down. So now you can say, look at these economic disaster Donald Trump wrought upon the American people. And then when you open things back up, he said, oh, look, Joe Biden has stimulated the economy. No, he opened the stores back up. After public outcry became so prevalent, you had to. This is all just smoke and mirrors, folks. They're telling you what you should and should not believe. And they're making it so that if you do believe the truth, you're considered an enemy. You're considered a radical. You're considered a nut and a conspiracy theorist when, in fact, you're the person with the most logic in the room. It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So what's CNN going to do? They're going to talk to Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. And they're going to ask him some moderately hard questions, but what they're going to nod, nod, wink, wink, we know these guys aren't going to say anything too terrible. They're not going to go off like Vivek did, because at the end of the day, they want to be establishment. Okay. Well, they're going to try to convince you in every way possible that these are the two people, the only two people, who could possibly make it through the primary, because Donald Trump will be in jail. After all, look at all the charges you put against him, 93 charges against a former sitting president of the United States, unprecedented, and 99.999% of them never brought on anybody else for any reason ever. State saying, well, he's an insurrectionist, so according to the law, we can keep him off the ballot. No, he's not an insurrectionist. You calling him an insurrectionist is like people saying, well, O.J. Simpson is a murderer. That's your opinion. O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. So in the eyes of the law, O.J. Simpson's not a murderer. So you cannot say, well, he is a murderer. And it says right here, murderers can't do X, Y, and Z. Well, but he's not one. According to the eyes of the law, he was found innocent. Donald Trump wasn't even charged with it, let alone found guilty or innocent. He wasn't even charged with it. And you're making this desperate, desperate bid to keep him off the ballot. And not one single one of you out there that happens to be a liberal or a Democrat is scratching their head saying, why? Wait a minute. Why would you do that? If he's so easy to beat, if he's such a loudmouth, if his policy sucks so bad, if Joe Biden was so good and clearly dusted the Trump presidency, why are you so afraid of him? Why wouldn't he be the one you want to run against? Of course he would be. They're lying to you again. They know they can beat Nikki Haley, and they know they can beat Ron DeSantis. They've already done the math. They've already taken the polls. They already know that Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis is not winning the presidency. They know it. So that's why they're highlighting them, because they want to run against the weakest candidate possible, correct? Wouldn't you want to do that? If you're in a race, do you want to run against the fastest runner possible that you think, well, I'm probably not winning, or do you want to run across a guy that's so damn slow that you say, well, this is very easy. I'm easily going to win. So they've chosen the two people they know they can beat. Nikki Haley wouldn't win irregardless. Ron DeSantis had his chance, and he got horrible, horrible advice, ran a horrible, terrible, ridiculously poor campaign based upon that advice, and didn't do what logic dictated he should do, which was just wait. Wait the 4 years and you were a shoo-in. You had it in the palm of your hand, and you listened to the advice of lunatics and nut jobs, and now you've blown it. And it's a shame, because I think you had a bright future. It's not going to end well. You watch. This town hall is not going to end well. Now, Ramaswamy is going to have his own town hall on that date, I guess. And you can say whatever you want about Vivek Ramaswamy. He's not winning. We know he's not winning. But what he is doing is he's telling the truth. And it goes to show you how unpopular the truth is. And you got to realize that this is in every form of life. I mean, if your wife or your girlfriend comes out with an ugly dress, you're not going to say, oh, God, that's terrible. That dress makes you look fat. Oh, geez, with your hair like that, you look 10 years older than you normally are. You're not going to say that. Nobody's going to say that. Unless you're nuts. Somebody shows you a picture of their baby, you don't say, my God, that looks like a fist with eyes. That's a horrible-looking baby. What kind of a creature is that? No, you always, oh, what a beautiful baby, right? You go to somebody's house, and their cooking is lousy. You say, oh, it's very delicious. I'm just, you know, I'm watching my weight. I can't eat too much, but whoa, this was delicious. You don't say, oh, my God. What sewer did this crawl out of? Well, this is the same way. It's the same exact thing. They're not telling you. They're not going to tell you the truth. They absolutely cannot. Ramaswamy is. Ramaswamy's the guy that says your baby's ugly. That dress makes you look fat. Your cooking stinks. It's unpopular, but it's true. So what he's telling is the truth, folks. I have not heard Vivek Ramaswamy say one thing that I said that is a lie. That is simply not true. That's just a conspiracy theory that he's touting. I've not heard him say one thing that is not true. I mean, I heard him take a couple of personal shots at Chris Christie saying, go get something to eat, like, you know, fatso. I get that. But he told the truth about the bridge. He told the truth about Nikki Haley becoming a billionaire after she hooked up with special interest groups and corporations. Yeah, all that's true. Did you see Nikki Haley's face when he said, can you name the provinces in the Ukraine you want to send troops to? She's literally biting her lip. Her eyes are darting, saying, God, please don't ask me. Please, God, don't ask me. Don't turn around now and say name one because I can't. Because he was right. She cannot name them. Neither could Chris Christie. You notice they didn't offer it. They didn't say, oh, I can't name those provinces. Watch me. Because that would have shut Ramaswamy up, right? And he would have had to say, okay, well, I guess you can name them. They couldn't, folks. He was right. He was right when he said, I'm taking my name off the ballot in any state that does not allow Donald Trump to run because that is unfair. And everyone should follow suit. Did they follow suit? No, they did not follow suit. Did Ron DeSantis follow suit and say, Ramaswamy's absolutely right. This is unfair. And we are not going to abide it. No, they didn't. They said, oh, no, we're not going to go that far. Why won't you go that far? So you're going to abide it. What was the old saying, when good people do nothing, evil thrives, right? Well, okay, you're good people. Why are you doing nothing? Oh, because it'll make it easier for me to win. Ah, gotcha. So it's about power. It's not about the right thing anymore. It's about power. Well, I don't vote for people like that. And I know people are going to say, well, what do you think it is about Donald Trump? I'll tell you what it is about Donald Trump. Blowing the system up. And it's about time someone did it. It's about time someone said, yeah, that's an ugly dress you got. Yeah, your baby looks like a fist with eyes. Yeah, you can't cook. It's about time someone said the truth, even if it hurts our feelings. And the truth is, both the Republican Democrats, to a larger degree, are crooks. And they've been getting away with this fat cat nonsense for our entire lifetimes, and it's about time somebody called them on it and said no more. And they can't have it. So they got to stop the very people. You can't give Ramaswamy a platform. He might say something that's true, and the American people might believe it. Isn't that the modus operandi of the left anyway? When Ben Shapiro or any of the right-leaning speakers go to these college lectures, and you have all the people outside saying, no, no, don't let them in. We're going to burn the building down. We're going to riot. We're going to – why? Ask yourself why. If someone with an opposing viewpoint to come to a college I was at, I'd welcome it. And the reason I'd welcome it is I'd say, well, when the people hear this idiot, when the people hear the nonsense that this person is spouting, they're going to say, what a nut. Forget it. That's not what they're afraid of. You know what they're afraid of? They're afraid that people are going to go in and say, this makes perfect sense. I was never taught this. I was never told this. Because college students are being indoctrinated in this country. They're not being educated. They're being told what to think. You will think this. This is what happened. You do not fact check me. This is your belief, and this is what you will believe. If you want a good grade and you want to graduate college, then you're going to say that this is the truth, even if you have severe questions that it is. And they play the game. So when someone goes to hear Ben Shapiro and he says something, they say, this is a lie, and he proves to them, no, that's not a lie. This is the fact. Here's a fact. It's a historical fact. Oh, you're a Nazi, because they can't think of anything else to say because they can't dispute the fact. And they don't know what to say because the light bulb starts to go off in their head saying, we have been miseducated. We've been lied to. We've been indoctrinated. We've been forced to believe a narrative that is not true and does not hold up to scrutiny. So instead of allowing the person to speak, they have to stop the person from speaking because they can't have that scrutiny, because then their narrative does not hold up the way it works. That's why left-leaning people can go to right-wing schools and speak and nobody says anything. They may get up there and say, we totally disagree with you, but they don't try to stop them from speaking. Only the left does that. Because if you scrutinize and you question the narrative that they have been led to believe, it doesn't hold up. Just like the January 6th nonsense does not hold up. You can't take a look at a videotape of police officers escorting the guy with a Viking helmet all over God's creation and unlocking doors for him and saying it's not an inside job. What the hell else is it then? That guy didn't have any weapons. There's five police officers around him. All they had to do was grab him and say, out of the Capitol. You're under arrest. Did they do it? No. Instead, they're like, follow me. Oh, this door's locked. No problem. I got a key, my friend. Let me just open that for you. But that's not an inside job, according to CNN. Well, what the hell is it then? So when Ramaswamy asked that question, it's cut the feed. Cut the feed. Before one member of our audience to think, hey, this guy's making sense. We can't have that. Quick, call him a conspiracy theorist. Quick, call him a nut. And all of our CNN audience will say, yes, conspiracy theorist, yes, nut. Instead of saying, wait a minute, he's right about that. Those police officers were escorting that guy around, and they were opening the door for him, and he wasn't armed. And they were. Had no problem shooting Ashley Babbitt in the chest, did you? But the Viking helmet guy, oh, no, we're leading him all around the Capitol. Even unlocking doors for him. But no, that's not an inside job. All right, let's talk a little bit about this Jeffrey Epstein release, because really it was a dud. There's more coming from what I'm being told, but clearly you're only going to see what they want you to see. Clearly you're not going to get the inside scoop on who was and was not there the most and who. And even if you did, folks, being on that island, I hate to break it to you, but being on that island does not mean you're a pedophile. It does not mean you participated in any of that any more than if you went to a gigantic club and everybody was snorting cocaine except you. That does not make you a drug addict. Does not make you a cokehead. But here's what it does do. It makes you aware that the people around you are. And if you go back, then you clearly don't mind the company of those people. Am I right? If I was invited to a club, and I thought this is just going to be, you know, a couple people drinking and a band playing, and everybody there was doing fentanyl and cocaine and everything else, and I stayed because I wanted to hear the band. If I was ever invited back, I'm not going. Because I don't want to hang out with those people. I don't want to be associated with that crowd. So the real litmus test isn't who was there once. The real litmus test is who went back time and time and time again, because clearly you saw the underage girls. Clearly you saw what was going on. Whether you participated in it or not, no one is ever going to be able to prove. And it does no favors when one of the victims comes out and says, Alan Dershowitz molested me. Alan Dershowitz was on the island and he molested me. Now, Alan Dershowitz is somebody that the Democrats have been trying to get rid of for years. You know why they've been trying to get rid of him? Same reason they're trying to get rid of Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy. Because Alan Dershowitz is someone who tells the truth. Yes, he's a Democrat. Yes, he's a Trump hater. But he has said, right is right and wrong is wrong. When they were wrong about Donald Trump, I defended Donald Trump and said, you can't do this. You can't impeach this man for this reason. It's unconstitutional. I don't care if I like him. It's irrelevant whether I like him. The law says you can't do it. Oh, we can't have Alan Dershowitz tell them the truth. Find something to destroy his reputation and his life. So I guess they found someone willing to say, Alan Dershowitz was on the island and he molested young girls, including me. Untrue, because now that we have the flight logs, Alan Dershowitz was never on that island. Never. So when Alan Dershowitz came on television and said, this is not true, and everybody said, oh, you dirty pervert, it is the truth. You nasty bastard. Pedophile, go die. You owe the man an apology. Now you got to ask yourself a very serious question. Why would someone who potentially really was a victim of Epstein's island, why would they lie? Because they were told to lie. Because someone got to them and said, here's what you will say. Or bad things are going to happen. That's why they don't want to unseal some of these documents, because some of these girls are saying, I fear for my life. I fear for what's going to happen to me if I have to come out and say this person really did do something to me. Alan Dershowitz was targeted. He was targeted on purpose because he dared to support Donald Trump, even though he didn't like him, because he said right is right and wrong is wrong. Just like he's saying now when he's saying you can't put Trump up on these charges. You can't keep him off the ballot. It's completely against the law. It's completely unconstitutional. You people are trying to rewrite the laws of the United States of America, and you can't do it. I don't like the guy, but you can't do this. Oh, we got to get him. He's standing in our way. That's not fascism. What's that then? So now we know that for whatever reason, this woman lied about Alan Dershowitz. And if you're a reporter, you need to find her and say, what's going on here, honey? Because, oh, maybe I made a mistake. Alan Dershowitz doesn't look like everybody else in the world. Alan Dershowitz is a very, very unique-looking guy. So I don't believe it's a case of mistaken identity. I believe she was put up to it. Oh, and guess what else we heard? Donald Trump was on that list. He was there on that island. Not once. Flight log show, he was on the flight twice. Both times, he absolutely 100% was accounted for because he was flying from Mar-a-Lago to New York or New York to Mar-a-Lago. And Epstein just happened to be there with a private plane. By the way, prosecutors against Jeffrey Epstein in the first case said Trump was the only high-profile witness who said, "I make myself available to answer any questions and testify if need be," and he banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago. Oh, just wait till the flight logs come out and you see Trump was on Pedophile Island. Wrong. Oh, but Bill Clinton sure was enough. You know, the guy said, "I was never there, not once." Well, guess what? Yeah, you were. Oh, yeah, you were. More's going to come out, but you're not going to get the meat of this. Because they don't want you to know it. They don't want you to know what was really going on. Now, the chances are that not everybody on Epstein's island was a pedophile. The chances are he was trying to blackmail people, and he was trying to feel them out. "Oh, I'll invite you to a big party in my island, and oh, these guys aren't really into young girls and things. Okay, well, I have to find something else then on them because I can't really get them with that. Oh, these guys are into it? Great. Well, I'll just take videotapes of them with a 15-year-old girl and blackmail them for all their money later." That was his modus operandi. That's what he did. That's what Jeffrey Epstein did. And the same people are telling you, January 6th was an insurrection. Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. The Wuhan virus, the COVID virus came from a wet market and a bat. And all the elections was perfectly legitimate. There was no fooling, tampering around with any elections. Are telling you a whole bunch of lies. Again, they want you to believe, well, Donald Trump was on that island. Wrong. Alan Dershowitz was on that island. Wrong. Now they're going to tell you, "Oh, but Bill Clinton didn't do anything. He was just there innocently." Gotcha. Gotcha. Folks, the problem is this. If you want the truth, if you want the ugly truth, I'll give you the ugly truth. The ugly truth is it's been going on for a very long time. This deal with underage girls and schlepping them off to places for high-ranking politicians and movie stars and dignitaries and billionaires and everything else has been going on for a long time, and the government's been eating it up and like it was candy, and they understand what it is, they were involved in what it is, and they want to protect what it is. And when someone tries to piss in their Kool-Aid, they get angry. And they say, "We'll take care of you." So the same people who told you all of these things is now telling you, Jeffrey Epstein murdered himself, killed himself, suicide. I mean, yeah, come on. So at that precise moment that Jeffrey Epstein is in a cell all by himself, not knowing what's going on in the outside world, two guards fall asleep. The security cameras to his cell malfunction, and a man hangs himself from a bed sheet that I could rip apart with my bare hands because it's made of paper. Has bruises all over his body. It's suicide. It doesn't pass the laugh test, folks. It wasn't suicide. Jeffrey Epstein knew this time his ass was grass, and he was going to name some names. So do you think the very people that would have someone assassinated, literally, to protect their names is going to allow this court document to come out and show all of the names? They're not going to do that. That's why when we were promised, oh, this is going to be a big deal, and then it came out and it was a big fat turd because they've redacted 90% of it, and they said, oh, well, there's more coming. There's no more coming. There's a little dribs and drabs coming. They might throw Bill Clinton under the bus. They don't care. He's 90. The real heart of the matter, you're never going to know. But I do find it unusual, and so should you, that several of the people named in this flight logs that were repeatedly supposedly on the island later on have allegations against them of child sexual misconduct. Amazing. So it just happened, just the luck of the draw, that 25% of the people who flew to Epstein Island later on had unrelated charges of illegal dealings with minors. But that's just a coincidence. doesn't pass the lab test. Government has condoned this for a long period of time. They've covered it up for a long period of time. They've told FBI agents to stand down. What's the first thing that they pulled FBI agents away from to get to the Donald Trump convictions? White slavery rings and child sex rings. They didn't pull them away from IRS investigations. They didn't pull them away from illegal firearms dealings. They didn't pull them away from anything else that the FBI might be investigating. No, they pulled them away from the child sex slavery ring. We know this because the whistleblower said so. Oh, well, 99% of the people who were pulled from what they were doing at the time to go work on the Donald Trump thing was working on child sex trafficking. Oh, the less people there, the better. This country's had a dirty little secret for a very, very long time, and it's not pretty, folks. And when and if it does come out, there are going to be names on here that's going to floor you and devastate you. But you have to understand that in time, the only way to heal this is to reveal it. And I believe Donald Trump will do that to the best of his ability. And I think they know that. And I think that's why they are trying to silence this man. I think that's why they're saying anybody but Trump. It doesn't matter who it is. Nikki Haley, God bless her. Let's do it. We'll all get on the Nikki Haley train if we have to. Ron DeSantis, okay, we'll grit our teeth if we have to, but Ron DeSantis, he's going to be oblivious to this. Trump's not oblivious to it. See, the deal was, just like Hollywood insiders know the deal, you know, when Mel Gibson or some of these other people come forward and say, yeah, we kind of knew what was going on behind the scenes there. We're pretty well aware of it. Wasn't Cindy McCain flat out said, we knew what Jeffrey Epstein was up to. That's what she said. She said it in an interview. Well, we all knew what Jeffrey Epstein was up to. Well, then why didn't you stop him? If you all knew what he was up to, and it was basically sex trafficking underage girls, why didn't you stop him? That means if she knew, that means that McCain knew, that means the government knew. The government knew then. The government knew what Epstein was up to. According to Cindy McCain, the government knew what Epstein was up to and said, keep doing it. We don't care. When you become a little too dangerous, we'll just murder you in your jail cell and claim you committed suicide. And it can be joked about at the Oscars, and everybody will have a good laugh. Yeah, you committed suicide, right? But nobody will investigate it. Nobody will say, oh, no. This is not what's happening. It'll just die down, and that's exactly what it did. When Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested, oh, we're going to get everything, even the videotapes. We're going to get everything. Where are they? You're never going to see them because they don't want you to see them. They got them, just like they had Hunter Biden's laptop. Did you hear one time anyone from the FBI or any even Republican suggest that some of the girls on Hunter Biden's laptop that he was having sexual relations with were minors? There's evidence to the fact that they might be. You hear anybody investigating that? No, you do not. No, you do not. Instead, let's investigate Donald Trump for saying Mar-a-Lago is worth this much money when we only think it's worth $18 million because that's our opinion. Just like it's our opinion, he's an insurrectionist. So let's flip the tables. My opinion, Joe Biden's a pedophile. So he can't run. He should have been convicted. He's just not. His own daughter said he showered with her in a sexually inappropriate manner, so that makes him a pedophile. He's disqualified. But Marcus, he's not been convicted. So what? Neither is Donald Trump. So my opinion, and if I'm a judge, then I could just say, yeah, well, that's my opinion. I'm sorry. So sorry, Joe, you're out. We can't have this. Cannot have this in this country. You've got to understand, I don't care if you're on the Democrat side or the Republican side, you've got to understand that this government on both sides of the aisle are so corrupt and to a certain extent evil that it would floor you. So now you have your two choices. You either condone evil, as many of you will, just to say, I was right. Or like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are doing by not taking their names off the ballot, you're condoning evil. Or you stand up in the face of evil, like Vivek Ramaswamy's doing, and saying, I'm going to tell you the truth. And if the truth is unpopular and you hate me for it and you say he's rude, he's arrogant, he's a loudmouth, yeah, but at least I'm telling you the truth. Which do you want? Do you want to be lied to and live in a fantasy world, or do you want to be told the harsh reality even if it hurts you? I want the latter. I hope you do too. Because for all of you people who answered, I'd rather live in the first one, okay, well, that's what they count on in the government. We'll just tell you pretty lies that you can believe, and we can go right on doing our dirty deals behind the scenes. And they do. You see, there's a decadence here, just like there is in Hollywood. I once read a book. I think it was by Mick Jagger's former wife. They were asking about Mick Jagger's sexual escapades and things, and if he were straight or bisexual or whatever it happened to be. And she said, here's what you got to understand. When you're that rich and you're that famous, you try everything. You may not try it twice. But you become so decadent that you're like, well, this drug I've tried, didn't, you know, I'm not thrilled with it. Let me try a different drug. This sexual adventure I tried, and I'm bored with that. Let me try something else. And you live this lifestyle of hedonism and debauchery where you say anything to get a rise. I don't care what it is. I want something new and exciting. I can buy anything I want at any time. I can have pretty much whoever I want. I can do whatever drug I want. I can break whatever law I want. And everything is just going to be fine because I'm so rich and famous. Those are the people who then say, well, you know what? I'm 60 years old and I've slept with 20-year-olds. That's not illegal. It might be a little weird, but it's not illegal. But what about 17? Oh, I did it with 17. That was pretty cool. But what about 14? They have to keep feeding the drug. They have to keep feeding that hedonistic drug. And that's what they do. And you're going to find out one of these days, hopefully in our lifetimes, the real evil people from the people who tried to stand up in the face of evil. And you're going to be surprised. Because just like normally you would figure, all the people who stand up and say, that man is evil, are the evil ones. And they're trying to prevent you from listening to the man who's saying you're evil. The little girl who cried, the emperor has no clothes, right? And everybody says, what a horrible, oh my God, shut her up, oh my goodness, how dare she, she's crazy. Yeah, you all knew. But you didn't have the courage to say it. Nikki Haley will never say the things that she knows. She knows certain things. Maybe she feels she's powerless to stop them. I don't know. But I can guarantee you that Nikki Haley knows certain things. And she'll never stop any of this from happening because she can't, probably can't. Ron DeSantis, I don't know how much he knows. I don't think I don't think that's his agenda. I think his agenda is so political, it's just like, well, let me get in here and do the economy and make, some changes to make America more, free and whatever. But he doesn't know these dirty secrets. Donald Trump was in this lifestyle, folks. Donald Trump was in it. He knows the weirdos. He knows who they are. He knows their proclivities. He knows exactly these people. He's dealt with them. That's why they fear him. You get let into that circle. And even if you don't participate in the things that they do, you know the people, right? He knows the people. Why do you think when Mario Cuomo was thinking about running for president and Donald Trump said the following, and I quote, I hope he does. Because if he runs for president, I got some stuff to tell you about Mario Cuomo that you won't like. And what does Mario Cuomo say 2 days later? I'm not running for president. I never said I was going to do anything like that. Yeah, you did. It's called Holy Shit, He Called Me on It. And he probably will tell everything he knows about me, and that's not good. Now, there's going to be people who argue and say, well, Donald Trump should say it whether he wins or not. He will. But he's powerless to do anything about it unless he's the president. If Donald Trump does not win and says, well, the following people, I'm telling you right now, are knee-deep into the sex slavery stuff and knee-deep into drug trafficking and knee-deep into covering up for cartels, you know what the Democrats are going to say? He's bitter because he lost, and now he's going to try to take people down because he's a sissy and a baby, and he lost, so now he's going to spread lies about everybody. That's what they're going to say. But if he wins, what can they say? He's mad because he won? No. Now it's going to have an air of believability, isn't it? And they can't have that. I hope that something I heard is wildly conspiratorial. But I heard somebody whose opinions I respect very much say, I fear for Donald Trump's safety. If they know he's going to win, I fear for his safety. Because they will stop at nothing to stop him. Nothing. I don't know how much of that is true. I don't know. I have some worries. I'm not going to lie to you. Because this isn't just about, oh, Joe Biden's an idiot. We know Joe Biden's an idiot. Anybody with the brains of an ice cube knows Joe Biden's an idiot. It's about far more than that. It's about who's tied knee-deep into drug cartels, white slavery rings, kickbacks from organized crime, all kinds of things. That's what it's about. Some of the whistleblowers are coming forward from the FBI, and you're hearing things that are making your hair curl up, right? If the very people who are in charge with busting these crime rings are getting kickbacks from the crime rings to not bust them, okay. Or are being blackmailed not to do it, okay. And they're not going to stop them, folks. Precarious times, to say the least. So for 2024, what do I see? I see us with another 6 months of recession, another 6 months of the economy being terrible, another 6 months of Donald Trump is the devil, another 6 months of persecution. And then we're going to get to the nitty-gritty, and we're going to find out what this country really wants. The truth, or to live in a fantasy world where you tell a lie. To be told the dress makes you look fat, or no, that's a beautiful dress, and let you go out in public looking fat. That's what we're going to find out, folks.
Marcus Game. As I see it. Common sense in a world of insanity.